Ghana has established a rapid response force to counter any terrorist act. Counter-terrorism operation in any emergency may result in individual freedoms being curtailed in specific instances. The government has therefore directed places which record large gatherings, entry points to car parks and other soft targets to do more searches. President John Mahama disclosed this when security issues came up at a meeting with the Council of State and the Flagstaff House. Napoleon Atukito reports.
The chairperson of the council, Mrs. Cecilia Johnson, commended government for the massive infrastructural projects it is doing, but cautioned against any slips in areas such as the economy and the power sector.
Means of government settling a substantial part of its debt owed to the Electricity Company of Ghana is refreshing and a strong indication of a firm commitment to building a robust power sector capable of exporting surplus power to our neighboring countries. Council, however, wishes to caution against any form of complacency, since experience has taught us that the power sector can be highly unpredictable.
Security was high on the agenda. The median of all the views expressed in terrorism is the acceptance that a phenomenon could occur anywhere.
One of the prices we have to pay for the security and alertness is some restrictions in our own personal liberties. We are free to drive in and out and walk into public places anyhow, but increasingly we'll find that when we go into public places, we'll be required to be searched, our cars will be searched, or we have to put our items through a scanning machine or something. And we must all understand that the times we live in have changed, and so we must sacrifice some of our personal freedoms.
The president spoke about the deportation of the South Africans who were in Ghana, ostensibly to offer security training to political elements without clearance from the relevant authority.
If we have any special needs as political leaders in respect of our security, the right authority to discuss it with is with the Inspector General of Police. And if there's any need for special training, the police will be aware of it, the security authorities will be aware of it.
The process towards the November 7th elections was also discussed.
There'll be the exhibition exercise. And at the exhibition exercise, political parties are able to check the register, even ward by ward, because I believe that in every ward, in the ward where I vote, my party chairman,
it passed moderate of the global event,
be on the register, and who has turned 18 and above and can register. And so if we take that exhibition of the register seriously and help the Electoral Commission to remove persons who have died or persons who are not eligible, then we should be able to get a register that is clean and credible to be able to run a proper election.
Both sides of the table agreed that energy consumers must hasten slowly to jubilate over the modest success chalked up in the power sector, since there are no reserves to stabilize shortages in any of the generation points. The president said the current utility prices reflect massive injection of thermal generation in the power mix, adding that the more thermal and less hydro means higher cost for power generation, hence the current level of tariffs.
The reason why the tariffs have gone up is that hydro is the cheapest. Hydro is about 4 cents per kilowatt hour. If you use heavy fuel and gas, then you're talking about between 12 and 16 cents per kilowatt hour. And so the more hydro we pump into the energy mix, the cheaper our tariff will become.